As we mentioned, the festival will continue highlighting a different Latin American country each year. Eventually, the festival will shine a light on the culture of Colombia, which is the birthplace of the first performer in this year's Walton Art Center's jazz series.
Edmar Castañeda, who will perform with his quartet Friday night, was born in Bogotá, the capital city of Colombia. The jazz harpist recently spoke by phone with Robert Ginsberg, host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz. During the conversation, Robert talked with Edmar about being born into a musical family. In addition to composing, singing, and teaching, Edmar's father also plays the harp.
He's a harpist and a piano player, so I got a lot of influence from him, Pavelit Castañeda. Yes, I started dancing folk music from Colombia, from one part of Colombia when I was 7 years old. And then when I moved, and then at 13, I have a chance to learn a little bit of the harp, you know. I pretty much learned the harp myself. But I had a little bit teacher in Colombia that gave me some tips to start, you know, when I was 13.
I think we should maybe explain that the Colombian harp is a traditional instrument, a folkloric instrument of this region of Colombia and Venezuela. But that harp is a much lighter and smaller harp than what people in this country think of as symphonic harp.
The pedal harp usually is the more popular or like people know, you know, orchestra harp. And this one in South America, we have different kinds of harp. We have one in Colombia and Venezuela. We share the same harp. And then Veracruz, Mexico, and then Paraguay, you know, different size, different way of playing it. And everybody, you know, a lot of people play them. That's like the main instrument of the music in that region.
You moved to New York City, I believe, when you were 16 years old. And was that when jazz started to become an influence in the music you were listening to?
Yes. When I was in Colombia, I never listened to jazz. I mean, when I came to New York, you know, I went to high school after 2 days arriving. And the first thing I heard was in rehearsal in high school of the big band playing the Take the Agent by Duke Ellington. And I was like, wow, man, I really want to play that, you know. I was like, what is this music, you know? And the thing is that in traditional folk music, the one that I play on the harp, you improvise a lot. So I got a big connection with the jazz, too. I mean, to play jazz, you need to feel it, you know. You need to play with the big band, with the quartet, or something just to feel it, you know, and then you learn the theory and stuff. But for the harp, it's just classical music, you know, there's no jazz. So it was a great opportunity to feel the jazz and then learn it and then pass it to the harp, you know, whatever I could, you know, transcribe for the harp.
When you were in college, you had a gig every day at a restaurant playing solo harp, and I imagine that was probably a great testing ground for you developing a style.
Yes, I mean, that was my school, that gig at the restaurant, you know, Maison Olé. It was like every day, you know, I came from all the information I was getting in the college and then go at night and try to incorporate on the harp, you know, and jamming, because it was a solo harp, so solo gig. It was good because it forced me to play all the parts and, you know, just jam. It was really fun, you know. I create pretty much this style in that restaurant.
They were willing to let you play what you wanted to play.
Yeah, anything. They were really happy with.
And, you know, a lot of people that hear your music, which is this, become this hybrid of all these styles, make the comparison between, well, they might say, this reminds me of flamenco music. I think that's pretty obvious as well.
Yes, actually, the harp, when I came the first time to South America, and to Colombia, Venezuela, I came from the Spanish people, you know. And it's very Andalus, like Andalusia, like flamenco sound by George. It came. So it has that sound too, and then each part of the country to the harp, and then just develop a different way of playing it, like Paraguay to get, you know, they started playing like there. but it came from the Spanish people, you know.
There's something about the forcefulness, you know, the attack on the instrument, too, that shares that.
Yeah, very flamenco, very percussive.
I meet South American musicians who have kind of turned their attention to jazz, but typically a lot of them were listening to it when they were very young. Either somebody in their family had, you know, blues and big band and jazz music.
Yeah.
So in a way, you were a little more removed from that. But
yeah, it was only folk music, you know.
But still, you heard a connection when you connected.
Yeah, the first time when I heard that Charlie Parker, and I was like, what is that? I couldn't understand, you know, everything, all the chords, all the changes. It was so fast for me. And I was like, really, I just want to know this. And I started, you know, from there, you know.
In your music and in your playing, you really establish a groove.
Yeah, for me, a groove is very important. And I treat the harp like as a two or three instruments playing at the same time, you know. Like left hand just playing like bass grooves, you know, force myself to groove. And the right hand, very independent, just to improvise and play melodies and chords, you know, at the same time. That's the tricky part, you know.
To hear you perform, it seems as though there's nothing you can't do. But there are some limitations to this instrument, aren't there, in terms of how it's tuned?
Yes, of course. It's a very limited instrument, you know. Like to play like a traditional jazz is very difficult because it's a titanic instrument. So you have to tune in keys and different modes and stuff, but you cannot modulate, you know, as concert or as a piano or as a guitar, you know. So it's very limited, but you know, actually, that makes more special the instrument because you find other ways to approach, you know, to play it.
In the six or seven years since you released your first CD, Cuarto de Colores, your career has really taken off. I applaud your success. And in that short period of time, you've played with people like Paquito de Rivera and Dave Samuels and Miguel Zinón, Gonzalo Rubalcaba, John Scofield. All of them are really jazz musicians who embrace influences that are taking the music to new places. Are you glad to be a part of that give and take in terms of keeping jazz alive and changing?
Of course, yes. You know, it's just to share, you know. But I think that only happens here in the States, you know. It's great to share with all the musicians in the city and be free and share without any you know, any problem. It's amazing. It just keeps, you know, it keeps growing up and making new music.
When you perform this Friday at the Walton Arts Center, you're going to be performing with your drummer, Dave Silliman, and also with a very fine saxophonist, Shlomi Cohen.
This guy gives a great sound, you know. He plays the soprano sax, but he's from Israel, and he brings all that, you know, all that vibe from there, and it's amazing. It's great. I think I always love to change musicians because they always bring something new to the table, you know.
You know, I was listening to a track off of one of your CDs, Madrugada de Azul, I think is what it was.
Yeah, with Paquito.
Yes, with Paquito on clarinet. And it has a Latin feel, but there's also this tinge of Middle Eastern music as well to my ear.
Yeah, a little bit of that, yeah.
So I'm guessing that's what you're saying, Shlomi brings some of that to the music.
Yeah, you have to see this guy. He's really, he's a great, the passion and the song that he brings is very, brings different colors to the trio and passion, you know, it's great.
That was Robert Ginsberg, host of KUAF Shades of Jazz, speaking to Edmar Castañeda. The Edmar Castañeda Quartet will perform at 7 and 9 Friday night at Walton Arts Center. More information is available at waltonartscenter.org.
And you can hear Robert on Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday night at 10 on KUAF.